Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Eye on Houston. My name is Sean Pendergast. You may listen to me during the week on Sports Radio 610 as part of the Triple Threat 2 to 6 in afternoon drive. Really looking forward to this conversation because it involves not only an event that has a lot of things that I like in it, but of course it's an event that's going to raise funds for, I think, something that's a really, really important issue in our community. We know of the financial strife in HISD, and joining me to talk about an event called Octobrew that's going to be going on Friday, October 12th, Clinton Drive and Gregg Street in the 5th Ward. Joining me right now to talk about this event and the thought process and the motivation behind it is Houston City Council member Jerry Davis of District B. Jerry, it's great to have you on the show.
No, it's a blessing to be here, and I want to thank you all and the entire team and staff for allowing me to be here today.
Well, we love to bring light to events like this that are for such a great cause. The event is Octobrew, and there's going to be music, and there's going to be food, and there's going to be beer with some of the breweries that happen to be in your footprint.
B. Yeah, yes,
in District B. And we'll get into everybody who's going to be there. But let's start with the motivation behind this. We know HISD is in a lot of financial strife, and I know this from talking to you before we started this interview. It's hit your district particularly hard.
It's hit me very, very hard, but more importantly, my family and my kids in the area, my students. Out of the 10 schools that they were gearing to shut down, that TEA said, hey, you're on IRR, improvement required. There's 10 schools, and 6 out of the 10 were in District B. And so we decided to, you know, we have to do something. And so we've been working with people after Harvey. A lot of people reached out to me and said, what can we do? How can we help? And we've been doing some tutoring, having volunteers to link up, but we need to continue to do more. We've tried to figure out how can we sustain this. You know, volunteering will work for a certain amount of time, but what can we do with professionals coming in after school? And so we talk to our breweries in the area in District B, and they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're backing up things that we're trying to do. And they said, let's come together, and we'll go ahead and distribute beer. And all the proceeds, not 25%,
yeah,
all the proceeds are going to after-school programs in District B in the elementary schools.
That's tremendous. You mentioned Harvey. Is this just, I mean, there are obviously hundreds of stories of the ripple effects from Harvey still impacting the community at large here in Houston. Was this a direct effect from Harvey, or is this something that
it was going on before Harvey?
Yeah.
Part of the area in District B, we used to call it North Forest Independent School District, and mm-hmm. You know, about 6 years ago, TEA shut that district down. And they gave those schools to HISD. And what we were trying to tell them at that time is like, hey, HISD, and with all due respect to everyone, everyone in administration from the past and current, those schools are not doing that much better. And so they went and shut them down, and so without giving that much assistance. And so now Harvey's come in, you know, yes. UNICEF came in the city of Houston. They said the trauma that some of these kids have experienced are very similar to what kids in underdeveloped countries that are battles and wars have been fought on their own soil. They're experiencing the same type of trauma. And that's not my, those aren't my words. That's UNICEF.
Yep.
And so now we're saying, okay, what can we do? Thank you all for your volunteerism. Thank you for your support. Now let's go out and bring the professionals in. And working with more volunteers so we can extend the program further and after-school program.
Joined by Jerry Davis, Houston City Council member for District B, talking about Octobrew. We're going to talk about the event here in just a second, but I want to talk a little bit more about the district, those six schools, the six that are in your footprint. Can you just speak to, you know, obviously when you hear about something like that, we know it sounds bad, but we, you know, if you're not in the district, you don't know what the effects of that are.
Correct.
You know, there are ripple effects from, you know, the shutting down of schools and the moving of kids from one school to another. Can you speak to what the community effect is on something like that?
Well, one, and we don't want to just keep schools open because they've been open.
Right.
Okay. But when you do shut a school down, you get the sentimental value of like the parents and the grandparents and the uncles and the aunts. That's the school that they went to.
Yep.
And so that pride is still there. So when you take away that school, you dismantle the community. But then also with lack of development in certain areas, sometimes the schools from the district and then the library and then the community, the health center that the city of Houston has put place in that area, sometimes those, that's the only development that's happening besides the corner gas station and a hair salon here and there. And so it's important that we continue to have these schools in the areas. And what message are we sending our kids when we have to bust them out of their neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that what you, your culture, your neighborhood, the things that you're involved in every day, it's not good enough. And so, but we want to just reverse that and say, yes, it is good enough. Now let's bring in support in the structure that we need.
It sounds like, the way you make it sound, it sounds like you, like ripping a vital organ out of a human body.
Correct.
When you rip a school out of a neighborhood. Is that an apt comparison?
I would say you're absolutely correct, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry Davis, Houston City Council member, joining me on Eye on Houston. So let's get into this event. It's going to be right there in the Fifth Ward.
Correct.
There's going to be music. Let's talk about these breweries for a second, because I know that I'm sure that scratches some people right where they itch when they hear about these events. People like
Correct.
Their beer, and the northeast side of town is
yes.
one where you've got St. Arnold's. Anheuser-Busch has their big facility in that footprint. Spindle Tap as well.
Correct.
Talk about these specific breweries and how this event came about with the folks who are in leadership in those organizations.
So I'll tell you, Brock is a good friend. I've been my former life, I was a bartender with the Pappas family, and I remember when St. Arnold's first came out with their beer in the mid-90s. And when I became the council member and I found out that Brock was there, we had this conversation.
And for those who don't know, Brock is
the owner, sorry, of St. Arnold's.
St. Arnold's, there you go.
And Brock asked, how could he help? And so Brock's been helping us in many different fashions, from the science or the STEM component. He's shown my kids how to, I know this is going to sound bad, but how to ferment and make beer from a scientific process.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think, you know, as long as you're not handing the kids.
We're not drinking it.
Yeah,
so these are middle school kids.
Yeah.
And so, but then like
chemistry. Yeah.
And for lunchtime, you know, he'd donate funds so we'd have food for all the kids in this conference and he'd bring out root beer.
Okay.
So Anaheuser.
They have delicious root beer at St. Arnold's, by the way.
Great root beer on tap. It's real cold.
Yes.
So then you look at, Anheuser-Busch. Budweiser, they're over there in my Pleasantville area. They bring a lot of traffic, but for the greater good of the city.
Yeah.
And so they've asked, you know, and they've worked with our communities. And so for years they've asked me, what can we do, help you with? And so this is the perfect opportunity for these guys and this company to partner up. Now Spindle Tap is right down, 59 is a little bit north, right by Little York, 59 in Little York.
Yep.
They have a brewery. I've been there twice. Good guys.
Yep.
And a great organization. And they said, hey, we're gonna partner with you as well. And so they've all put in, their time, their efforts, and then also, more importantly, the beer. So
yeah.
We can sell.
Yeah, yeah, it's a key ingredient to the event for sure. I guess, what does it say about those organizations and how socially conscious they are?
Well, they understand that they have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And not just to be a business in the city of Houston, but also be a part of that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they understand that, yes, it's a way of giving back because, you know, various people drink beer.
Yep.
And so now it's a reinvestment into the people. Into the community.
So, and there's going to be music as well.
Correct.
What can people expect in that realm?
So, I'll tell you, that Clinton area is on the cusp of, it's still in Fifth Ward.
Yep.
Okay, before everyone gets mad at me. But it's on the cusp of the old KBR, which, there's a new development from Midway called East River, and they're sponsors in this event. And then the old Fifth Ward, you know, which we're, you know, we love so much. But there is a little bit of gentrification going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an opportunity actually to blend the old and the new. Everyone to see each other, not just be on next door neighbor online, but
yep.
You get to actually come out and partake in festivities. And so it's an opportunity again to blend cultures. Because there's nothing German about Fifth Ward.
Right, right.
As we bring in, and you know, there's microbreweries, and that's why we shortened it to Octobrew.
Yeah.
And so, I it's going to be a great time.
It sounds like one of the secondary effects of this, obviously the goal is to raise funds so that you can strengthen the educational component of
Correct.
The community. But one of the secondary things, like you said, there's a strengthening of the community that's going to go on just with having an event like this.
Definitely.
And getting people who may not know each other, people that are new to that area.
Because it's free. It's free. You know, I'm not telling you you can't bring in any alcohol because it's TABC certified.
Yep.
But we have food trucks. But if you have your cooler with your water or your lawn chair, you can come in and listen to the three bands. We have
yep.
a DJ to start us off, a pop group. Another pop group, and then we have a soul group.
Yep. How can people, if they want to learn more about this, certainly if they want to, there's probably people motivated to make, what can I do to help financially, even if I can't make it to the event? How can people learn more about this great event?
So you can obviously follow me on Facebook.
Yep.
At Jerry Davis.
Yep.
And then we also have, the www.
I'm seeing an Eventbrite link.
So yeah, the Eventbrite link, but also
yep.
www.thebrewerydistrict.com.
Okay.
thebrewerydistrict.com. And so if you go on there, you can register.
Okay.
We're going to have prizes and giveaways and things like that. So I'm encouraging everyone to register also so we can kind of gauge how much beer to bring out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. RSVP, right?
Exactly.
You don't want to run out of beer at a beer event.
No, you want to do that.
Yep. Houston City Council member Jerry Davis of District B joining me on Eye on Houston. Again, the event is Octobrew, and it's a fundraiser for Fifth Ward students. Jerry just laid out the statistics that are pretty daunting. The work that needs to be done to make sure that we can fortify that community. It's going to be on Friday, October 12th, 6 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock in the evening.
We may run over a little.
And that's okay. And that's, yeah, 10 o'clock's just a fuzzy target.
Exactly.
It's at Clinton Drive and Gregg Street. And yes, thebrewerydistrict.com. Thebrewerydistrict.com. You can follow Jerry on Facebook. I'm looking at a Facebook link from your Facebook page right now that's got the Eventbrite link there. But thebrewerydistrict.com will have all of the information. And yeah, I encourage you to go check out that website and let the folks know you're going to be at Octobrew. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. Jerry, anything else on our way out here? Any other message to the folks on the way out?
Well, again, I encourage everyone to come out and just support. This is the first event in this area. I think it's going to be a great time, but I'm biased.
Of course.
You know, I know as an elected.
But I agree with you.
as an elected official, you know, normally you don't get out there and showcase that you do partake in drinking beer. But you know what? I'm going to do it. In the public.
For this event, I think it's appropriate.
It is very much appropriate again. And so basically, if you like to drink beer and you like to have fun, again, free event, instead of putting in your $5 or $6 for the beer at another bar, come on out here and the $6 goes directly to the kids through a nonprofit organization.
I'm glad you
wait.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that again. We need to reiterate that 100% of the profits for this event will go directly to programs helping students across the northeast side of Houston.
Correct.
Jerry Davis, City Council member, District B. Jerry, really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck on the event. I'm sure it's going to be a great, great time. And congratulations on all that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
There it is. You're listening to Eye on Houston. Back in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.